Yeah, right, right.
Right, cat?
I was the cat.
I'm a dog person. Cats suck.
And welcome to the Left Chat Podcast, everyone.
I'm back.
Yeah, Mitch is back. He's not sick anymore.
Yay.
And not working. Well, I'm off of work.
Ryan has, Ryan got the computer virus that Mitch had.
Bug.
So, Ryan's not with us.
Not the head.
Nick is getting laid, I think. We're not sure. Nick, tell him to go home. I mean, her to go home. So we
seriously, Nick, if you wanted to get late, you could have came over here.
Seriously, pull out couch.
Mm-hmm.
Bed to couch.
Is it really?
Yeah, it is.
What about this thing?
No.
Oh.
That's the worst pull out couch.
That's what I was thinking. This is the... Oh, it's that one.
That one.
Oh, I didn't mean this one. I was like, this is dumb, Ted.
You got peanut butter. You got the cats over here. We've been a good time, Nick.
We got dogs upstairs.
And peanut butter.
Snake.
Nordic peanut butter.
And lube for the snake.
Or I think of peanut butter, I think of that gamer poop thing of Skyrim, Nordic peanut butter.
We have a...
I missed that.
So, yeah, guys. What's going on as I try and figure out where I put everything?
Good time.
Yeah, what was it? Oh, because we're not really doing what you're doing, or what did you do anymore?
What's replacing that?
Huh?
What's replacing that?
It's going to just be topics.
Okay.
Or questions. If you guys give us a question, you know, just call us up at 203-747-TED5 or email us at l4tpodcast@gmail.com. But since nobody did that, we have a... I was bored, and then I found things to do, so this topic's awful. So, let's see, our funky fresh topic this week, funky and fresh spelled with PHs.
Yep.
Because I'm from the 90s. Are there any 90s projects that still hold up? TV shows, anything from the 90s that still holds up?
This is probably just purely like opinion based, but for me, South Park. Maybe not...
Was it South Park from the 90s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it was.
Okay. It was on late 90s, but you know, 90s-ish. I mean, it has downfall with, like, a few seasons, but, like, the last season almost got back on track. I mean, it's not as iconic as the first, like, 5 to 6 seasons, but, you know, it's still pretty good. I'll think of something else while you guys are saying something.
Okay.
Ace of Base, no.
Ace of Base.
Sweet. No, I'll go video game. Super Mario World, Super Nintendo. I feel that game holds up to this day. I played it, like, recently. I was like, oh, wow, this game... Really holds
Donkey Kong Country.
Donkey Kong Country.
That game holds up so much that they actually keep on making sequels using the exact same sprites.
Do you know? I was about to say Nirvana held. Never mind. No,
Nirvana held up until 94.
A lot of my favorite Jackie Chan movies are from the '90s.
Beautiful.
I like that one fight scene. Beautiful. That came out in 2003, I think.
Was it?
Yeah. Oh, was it called Gorgeous or something?
Was it Gorgeous? I can't remember.
I remember he wore white.
Whichever one where he was a super spy that was gay, but he couldn't tell anybody that he was gay, or he wouldn't be a super spy anymore.
Oh, never mind. I'm not talking about that movie. Yeah. Wasn't that, I don't think I like that movie.
Speaking of that, when you got me the Old Boy, that whole hallway fight scene was awesome.
You could not watch Old Boy on Redbox.
How did you see it?
Nope. Okay. I didn't get a chance to watch it. I might just rent it.
I'm just going to wait for it to get on Netflix.
Yeah, it will be eventually.
Yeah. A couple of days.
I'm trying to think of other 90s things that held up. That's all I can think of.
I can't think of a lot.
Pokemon.
Yes.
Limp Bizkit. No.
But no, you're absolutely...
Yeah, no, Pokemon, yeah.
You know the funny part is, I had like 4 or 5 things like 2 days ago because I saw the doc. I was like, oh, I'm going to totally look this up. And can't you tell, like, that totally, like, yeah, just like, I was like, nope, this section of my brain needs to be empty for some masturbation material. Oh, out of here, 90s stuff. I'm like,
there's not a lot that
GoldenEye. Oh,
oh god,
Ace sold badly.
I love that music. Down.
The concept of GoldenEye has aged well. GoldenEye, the game itself, so much.
Well, it brought, well, yeah, the whole multiplayer shooter thing. Yeah, it's for better.
Console.
Yeah, for better and for worse. You can look at it from both perspectives. Like, it, you know, shaped the shooter industry for the good and for the bad. Depends. You know, unfortunately, we're still feeling the after effects today.
One thing, it held up to about 2 years, or maybe 5 years ago. Green Day.
Oh, Green? Oh, that's right. When did Dookie come out? Was that 94?
Dookie. It's Never for Poop, guys.
Thank you,
Mitch. The best commonly known Dookie.
Speaking, that's hold up. Poop holds up.
Yeah. Poop has held up for a while.
Is that the one that had Going Strong? Of your life?
No.
Or is that Nimrod?
I think it's Nimrod.
I think that was 98. Still played at graduations. First song I ever learned how to play on guitar.
And the sad
guitar's
part,
held up.
You know what, guys? We should start our own fad. We should just, like, bring out medieval stuff. Just go, like, in, like, suits of armor and all stuff. See if it catches
up. You ever been to a Renaissance fair?
No.
It's pretty damn sweet.
Yeah, it is?
Yeah. Next time one rolls in through the state, I'll let you guys know. We could probably head up to one.
Oh, it's awesome.
All right, so next time, we'll...
It's pretty sick.
John and I will go as slave traders, and Mitch, our bounty.
It was, they had this one tent. I learned how to do throwing axes and crossbows, and bow and arrows. I learned how to officially do that there. I'm pretty good at throwing axes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Not so much the bow and arrow, but the throwing axe I'm pretty sick at.
I used to be pretty good at bow and arrow. I was a regular Katniss Everdeen.
Let's bring...
Oh, wait. Harry Potter.
Okay, I thought that was in relation to your Hunger Games joke. I was like, where are you going with that?
No, not a joke. Okay. I'm saying Harry Potter.
All right. That's true. Yeah.
Let's bring back Renaissance clothing, guys.
Okay.
Just wear, like, the big hats and stuff.
Get some riches.
You know what? If we brought back Renaissance everything, I would be the most desirable guy on the podcast next to Ryan.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is in fact true. During the Spartan days, Ted would be really probably be a general.
I wouldn't be a general. Yeah. I'd be an aristocrat that would just like, let them go to war. Because if you're, you know, in Greece, you have to speak with an English accent.
I'd be the poor peasant folk.
Yeah.
And Mitch would be a slave.
I'd be a blacksmith.
Yeah.
I have my life. I told Nick that, like, if he were to be
Did you say you'd be a blacksmith?
Yeah, I was about to say.
That would be Nick.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say with Ted. I was trying to get to that part. Ruined everything.
Sorry.
But I want to hear the journey.
We were saying how, like, I said I wish I lived back in medieval times, but then I immediately regret that decision.
Yeah.
Because I forgot how shitty it was back then. And then I said, I'll be a blacksmith. And Nick was like, you making fun of me? I was like, no. That'll be our thing.
Yeah, because if we basically lived back in the day, we'd be dead by now, because life expectancy was like 16.
Yeah. And we'll have AIDS or some type of disease.
Some sort of disease.
Some bit of gonorrhea.
Oh, you got the scurvy, eh? I'm like, no.
Need oranges. Oh, no. Don't have those here, mate.
Can you imagine, like, what do you gay, can you imagine, like, gay sex back then?
Ugh.
With no lube?
Ugh. They're like this.
What they use for lube?
Spit.
Probably threw up on their dicks.
We're coming in this. Get the pig grease. Eh? Some gladiator music playing in the background. Dun, 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 dun.
I used to be a fairy like you, but then I took an arrow to the knee.
That makes it easier for him. Took an arrow to the knee. Oh.
All right.
Can you imagine that, man? All bush, all the time.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'll find his dick eventually.
That's how floss was invented.
Oh.
Sorry.
That would be...
Had to go there.
No dental hygiene. Like, they shower, like, once a year. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
You know how some girls fantasize about pirates? Yeah. Why would you fantasize about a pirate? They're, like, really disgusting and grimy.
And dirty.
Yeah.
They hardly ever shower.
The same for girls back then. I don't want to, like, too much bush.
Especially the whorehouses, man. Yeah. Can you imagine
I'm not really a big fan of bush. You know, too much bush.
Well, none of us after, 2001 were a big fan of bush, but the band.
Should have been after...
The president was awesome, but... That band, I can't stand that band. Gavin like Rosdale, you asshole.
I don't like pubic hair.
Hey, man, he's the real winner. I mean, good for him.
Gwen Stefani.
Yeah.
Yeah. I ain't no how back girl. Yeah, you are. Just be quiet.
Oh, Gavin. Yep. You're just mad because you ruined Constantine, right? You know what's funny? I seen that movie recently, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, holy crap, Gavin Rosdale, what the hell were you doing with your life? Like,
no, Shia LaBeouf ruined that movie.
He was in that movie?
Yeah. He was the cab driver.
I have no memory of a cab driver.
He was Constantine's cab driver.
Yeah, I seen the movie once, and then that was it.
Save that memory for masturbation material.
Exactly.
Keanu Reeves like, I know Kung Fu. I'm like, bet you do.
Damon, be gone. Please.
Whoa.
Wild Stone! Wrong movie. Sorry.
Ted.
I'm from the Matrix.
You know how we did wrestling references? I think we should have another reference in the thing. Ted at least does one. Al Pacino.
Ryan's the one that does Al Pacino. He does it better than I do.
I like your ooh yeah.
Ooh yeah.
There we go. I'm happy.
John, you've got a great ass!
That never gets old, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I wish we have Al Pacino on our podcast. All he does is just say, like, out movie quotes the whole time.
Just give me a movie quote. Any movie. It doesn't have to be an Al Pacino movie.
Come back to me, I'll do.
Okay.
We should get this on rolling, huh?
All right, let's move to the next thing here. Here it is. If it plays.
What's your favorite song? What's your favorite show? What's your favorite movie? Because Mitch wants to know. What's your favorite video game when you were six? This is playing favorite.
With Mitch.
This is playing favorites.
With Mitch.
Playing favorites.
What was that? When you add that part in there.
It's always been there. I just usually stop it.
This week's playing favorites is, what is your favorite superhero or supervillain team up?
I thought there'd first. Be more people like here. Super...
Can I say Poison Ivy and Mr. Freeze from Batman and Robin? No.
Yes, you can.
Chill out! The Iceman coming!
I saw that clip on YouTube. I was like, God damn it, Arnold.
And then you add Bane to it, too. It's such...
And Bane is just a steroid-driven freak. He's not even, like, the Bane that we should all know and love.
Yeah, exactly.
He's not sitting there going, I used to live in Venezuela. Before they put the mask.
Yeah, seriously, he's not like.
Pretty good, Ted. I'm surprised.
Seriously, he's not like the intelligent South American like that we know and love. He's just a guy who just did grunts all the time. Like, stop.
Or the intelligent whatever he was from the Dark Knight Rises,
Mr. Magoo.
I don't know where I'm going. Maybe I'm wondering why you shoot a man. Before throwing him out of a plane.
That was anticlimactic, or that thing when you actually hear him talk. It's a good movie to hear him talk. It's kind of like me going back and watching Bruce Lee movies, and then, like, he's such a badass, then you hear him talk, and he sounds like Elmer Fudd, and it kind of, like, loses its luster. Yeah.
I defeat you, you rascally weapon.
I'm like, no, Bruce.
I'd have to say...
Sorry, Bruce Lee fans out there. It's kind of true.
It totally is true.
But superhero team-ups.
Or supervillain.
Or villain.
What I'm liking right now, Suicide Squad for Arrow. Because they've brought in Amanda Waller, Amanda Waller to lead the Suicide Squad.
Really?
Yeah. And it's not like the Amanda Waller from the cartoon, so it's she's like actually like a Zoe Saldana lookalike.
I always liked cross like supervillains. Like when remember when Superman and Batman the animated series was good, then they had that little like hour long 2-part series in which like Bruce Wayne went to Metropolis and then the Joker happened to go, so Joker teamed up with Lex Luthor. I kind of like it when like
that's always cool.
Yeah, when they cross over and does stuff like that. Well, it's kind of like Lex Luger. I was thinking the wrestler. Lex Luger starts putting Superman in the torture rack. But no, Lex Luthor, it's like, give up. But no. but yeah, I just think it's cool how they had that uneasy alliance between Luthor and Joker. I know it may not have been the greatest one, but I always thought it was cool because you had like a contrast of characters where you had like, they're both intelligent, but you had Luthor who had that, you know, chairman of the board kind of attitude where you had, you know,
you also have to admit that Luthor and the Joker are the smartest villains in comic books.
That's what I'm saying. They're both super they're both intelligent, but the thing is they both carry at back at a different way. It's like I always like to say that Luthor is kind of like the Tony Stark of bad guys. He has his own company and everybody kind of knows he's this dick supervillain, like how everybody knows, you know.
You know it'd be the sickest crossover like between Marvel and DC villain team up? Brainiac and Ultron. That'd be pretty sick.
Yeah, it would.
Especially after they threw Ultron into the alternate universe.
Yeah.
And friggin' he comes back with the army just like Brainiac did.
I got my crossover. Team up. For actual team up, Cable and Deadpool. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed the comedic side of Deadpool and the seriousness of Cable. And then, as far as teams go, I really enjoyed the X-Force, the recent ones. I like that mashup of mutants. Honorable mention: Age of Apocalypse when they all team up together to fight Apocalypse's evil rule.
What team ups would you like to see?
I didn't say my team ups.
Good question.
Wolverine and Colossus. Yeah, you know, strength. It's like putting like mini Hulk up with Wolverine. It's fucking awesome. But yeah, superhero that I'd like to see team up.
Good question.
That haven't yet.
Good luck with that.
I have two in mind for. I like to see Batman and Iron Man, just because both of them have, like, the business side. I kind of want to see, like, you know, because they're both, like, the suave, intelligent, handsome guys. Like, I just want to see... It'd be interesting to see them have quips at each other, especially the Tony Stark, Bruce Wayne thing. And,
just throw Lex Luthor in there, too, as the villain.
Yeah, that's true, too.
I stick with my villains, I say. Brainiac, Ultron. That'd be pretty cool.
That would be awesome.
You know what be... the worst team up ever.
What?
Just in terms of just destroying the entire Marvel Universe.
Rocket Raccoon and Squirrel Girl?
Nah.
Goku and Batman?
No, I was going to say. Thanos and Deadpool working together.
So weird. Mega weird.
They would destroy the entire Marvel Universe.
I just want to see Goku and Superman.
I would love to see,
and
like.
They'd go up against each other trying to please death.
I want to see Darkseid and Apocalypse. That'd be awesome.
I want to see Lex Luthor and Lex Luger. I'm just throwing that there. I got the brains and you got the brawn. Get out of my way, Superman.
Lobo and Howard the Duck.
Gives him the torture rack.
I just can't picture Lex Luger giving Superman the torture rack. It's so funny.
Just put what Kryptonite near him. He's like,
His wrestling trunks is made out of Kryptonite.
Bright green with the knee. So he's giving him the torture rack for no reason. It's like he's like, no, he broke Superman's back.
This is like a spoof comic.
Wait, what if we?
I would totally be down for
Hulk
it.
Hulk and Superman fighting against Ultraman and Grey Hulk.
Grey Hulk
or Red Hulk?
Okay. Isn't Red Hulk General Ross?
Yes, and Red She-Hulk is Betty.
Yeah, so weird. I never got into that.
I got superhero crossover for those fans who know Superman and Hurricane. From WWE, come on. Who wants
fucking Hurricane. Oh, yeah, goddammit. Yeah. That's when I stopped liking wrestling games. Like Hurricane. I fucking hate Hurricane. I don't know why. He got on my nerves so much.
I want to see Hurricane Helms. I want to see him chokeslam Darkseid. Stand back. There's a hurricane coming through.
Fucking Dudley Boys versus Darkseid.
The 3D Darkseid through a table.
We already are getting to see John Cena versus Scooby-Doo, so.
Of course.
Did you see those commercials?
No.
Yeah, they're...
I don't want to see, no.
John Cena is guest starring on Scooby-Doo, or they're having a WWE Scooby-Doo crossover.
Is that like the real Scooby-Doo show?
It's like a real Scooby-Doo movie, yeah.
You know how the new Scooby-Doo fucked up everything? They had an episode of Scooby-Doo of Velma's wrong.
What?
Yeah, she was wrong.
How was she wrong?
She pulled the mask off, and she said a name. It wasn't even the right person. And she was fucking baffled. She was like, what? I'm never wrong. And they ruined everything. They ruined the whole flow of the show. You can't make Velma wrong. She's right every single time. They made her look dumb.
You sound like a guy that has a crush on Velma.
I'm just saying, you know, don't ruin what's not
saying,
broken.
You know, she did have bigger tits than Daphne.
Yeah, she did.
I love it. No. Yeah, she did. And...
I have more lips.
She had... I don't know. I deal with Velma. I feel like she over Daphne.
We say who will bang?
If anyone says Scooby, get the fuck out of here.
I bang Vegeta.
Scrap. Is that Vegeta?
It's over 9,000?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
I don't think anyone heard that, John, because you didn't have the mic close enough.
Oh, so I bang Vegeta. He's like, it's over 9,000. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, it is. Has anybody ever seen that spoof? Speaking of, it's some random dude. It's like they're making fun of that whole thing, and this kid was powering up, and so Vegeta goes, "It's over 900," and he breaks it, and Nappa's like, "Wait, that's it?" He's like, "Beat his ass!" And I'm like, "Oh crap!"
I once went to a anime convention.
Yeah,
and
that was that's true.
And we saw a Nappa there. So I was like, cool, this guy was legit. He was bald. He had the tail around his body. He was a fucking awesome Nappa.
Did he have the pencil goatee like Nappa did?
He even had the scar there. It's fucking sick. And so we're walking past this guy, and a random guy in the crowd says, Nappa, what's his power level? The guy's like, what? I'm like, oh, you ruined it. He absolutely ruined it. He did not deserve to be Nappa. He didn't get the joke. He didn't get what to do, and he ruined everything.
Maybe he didn't hear him.
Vegeta.
It was pretty loud. It was he the what in his face was a what of like what do you mean? It wasn't like the what of what you say. It was just pure.
Oh, it's not like he goes as Nappa. He's like, I'm just going as a character from Batman. I'm like, what? It's like somebody not to do. I'm like, what?
He may have been like one of those paid models. I don't know, but it was just he was a little bit too perfect for a Nappa. He was even like.
It would be funny if like the Mike Tyson voice. What do you mean? His power's 9,000. Like, no, Nappa, no.
Oh my god, his power's over 9,000.
It's over 9,000.
Yeah, so... what's next? Do we say all the superhero team-ups we want to see?
Yeah. I'm still for Lex Luger.
Lex Luger.
Lex Luger and anybody.
In a superhero team-up? God.
He was a superhero, all right.
Yeah, no. So, now we have to say goodbye to one guy in a world where one guy died. This is so long, and thanks for all the fish.
So long, so long, so long, so long.
This week, only one death that anyone really cares about. I kind of made fun of him, but Hal Douglas. No one knows if he's really the guy who came up with the In a World. But yeah, he did a whole bunch of trailers, and he's known for being the trailer guy. The one that started doing all the trailers with the gruff voice. And he died at the ripe old age of 89, not like the other guy who died at like 67. So, he wins.
Poor D&D nerds.
What?
The the D&D guy, right?
No, that was last week.
Oh.
Wait, are you on last week's?
No. Oh. No, that's what we said. I'm like the guy who died last week, right?
No, I was talking about what do you call it? I'm talking about the trailer guy that... The original trailer guy that died?
Yeah, I know he died when he was 8, but you said unlike the guy who died at 64. You were talking about the D&D guy, right?
No, I was talking about... There's been 2 trailer guys.
Oh, okay.
Actually, Joe and I almost got into a fight last night about that. I'm just like, the trailer guy died. He's like, no, he died like 3 years ago. I'm just like, no. This is the original trailer guy. No, man, he died like 3 years ago. Joe, shut up. This is the trailer guy.
And Joe, stop spoiling games for us, damn it.
Joe, you're so stupid.
Joe... Never talk about the Red Wedding again.
Just cut this whole part out and send it to Joe on Facebook.
Yeah. But anyway, we should hypnotize Joe.
Rape him.
Every time that he's about to tell a spoiler,
whoopsies.
He should just go out and do the John spoiler alert.
Whoopsies.
No. When somebody's about to tell you a spoiler, John, what do you do?
We should like a Bioshock thing from like Manchurian Candidate, and just like get that ingrained in his head. And whenever he's like, blah, blah, just does something. It's like, you know, will he kindly?
Just like jizz his pants.
Yeah. Joe, will kindly jack me up? What? No. Why am I doing this?
He about to see a white wedding, Joe.
Getting to look alike like Christmas.
It's a nice day to come again.
Semen jokes.
Got some hair gel for you, Joe.
Alright. Poor Joe. So, hey, John. I was just wondering,
Speaking of... what if... I love the book.
So, I love... That was everyone's, favorite part of my Valentine's Day song.
Yeah.
It was at the end, during, like, the credits, I put that on. Mm. And I was just like, what the fuck is that? Oh, that's... What?
I love it. My favorite thing, I love when some people hear it for the first time, or some people continue to hear it, like, oh, that's wrong. I'm like, oh, shut up. It's you're just jealous. You're just jealous you weren't in on the what if fun. But, no. I have a, actually, I have a future what if. What if this... I thought it was fun. I thought about it, and I put... I thought about it. I was like, all right, why not? This is a futuristic what if. My what if is, what if the video game industry does go through a crash? Because it seems like we're coming up to one pretty soon, or it seems like we might be on the cusp. And meaning on the cusp, we might be a few years away from it, but, like... All points and all, you know, intents and purposes are pointing to one, but what if it actually does happen?
I think Sony is actually, like, not too well off right now.
Well, everybody's
despite
like...
Despite their really big sales, they, I read an article about their financial situation.
Yeah, so, well, Sony Gaming is going downhill.
Yeah.
Where Sony Tech is going uphill.
Yeah.
With the release of their 300-gig CD. You guys see that?
No. What is
It's a 300 gig CD. Really? It can be... you have to have a special player to play it.
Oh, imagine.
But it's the size of a... It's the size of a CD.
That's bigger than most of your hard drives.
Yeah. That's as big as my hard drive. My hard drive is 320 gigs. 20 of those gigs are used for memory purposes and shit.
And porn.
Shh. It's 50. Like that's on the Drobo.
He's like, that's 200 of it. Come on, guys.
No, that's 30 gigs on a flash drive somewhere.
Speaking of side note, you clean computers a lot, Mitch. Not dropping any names, but how? Like, what's the most, you know, gigabytes or
whatever
have you seen cleaning out a computer?
Who had more porn, women or men?
Men. One guy had like 85 gigabytes of
porn. That is retarded.
Holy shit.
Yeah. He was mad I had to delete it.
Totally. Totally thought you were going to be like, women. Women have more porn.
I mean, like, some...
No, I can kind of see, because there's a lot more creepy, horny guys out there.
Well, the only thing I see on, like, girls' computers is, like... It's like... It's like HBO porn. Like it's not even like real porn. It's like the softcore shit.
Yeah. And so, they're just like, yes, your belly button tastes good. I know your tick's nowhere near here, but
I've been seeing a lot of them. I've been working on a lot of old people computers right now. So like,
geriatric porn.
There's one person where he had like a slideshow.
Yeah.
Of his
trunk.
No.
Oh, God.
Over 1,000 pictures of different angles of my balls. No, he had a slideshow of all his pictures on his computer. It was like vacation pictures, like grandkids. And then there was one picture of his like 70-year-old wife naked. And I was like, ah. This is not what I signed up for.
I'm in the wrong profession. Oh, that's too funny.
So yeah, back to the video game crash of future. I think it's definitely going to happen, but it's not going to happen in the way that we see video game crashes. It's not going to be like, oh my god, no consoles ever again. It's going to be, consoles have turned into mini computers. Oh wait, they're already there, never mind. But games aren't going to crash, they're just going to be what they were, you know, in the 90s. Where, you know, you're going to have to wait 3 months for a good game to come out. Or a AAA title to come out. And it's going to be more about all of the other content and all the apps that you can pull up on, say, the PS4 or the Xbox One. It's not going to be that thing about, oh, you know, fuck it, you have to play games on here. And I think Xbox kind of went into the future a little bit and went, yeah, it's not going to be about, you know, gaming as much as the full experience, that one machine that does everything. Because most people don't understand that you can hook up your laptop to your TV now and do everything on your TV.
They don't.
Do you know who's probably enjoying this gaming crash? The PC Master Race?
No, I don't think they are.
Really? Because
I think the PC Master Race is going, wait, well, I think they're all coming here? All those fucking retards are coming here?
Oh, they're like, oh, filthy casuals.
Exactly.
But yeah, I just feel like in the future, this, you're not going to have hard copies anymore. I think they're slowly phase out all called digital anyway, because
I work with the PC Master Race.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How was it?
It's fucking rubbing it all the time. I can't mention my console. Like, oh, well, you know, if he was on the PC Master Race, I'm like, shut up.
Oh, my God.
I quit.
He doesn't really quit. He's got to fix my iPod first. Yeah. Then he can quit. No, I'm joking.
I wasn't signed because of that. I was signed because of the PC Master Race.
One of my friends over at GameStop was just like, World of Warcraft, you have to. I'm just like, no, I don't. He's like, no, you really do, you'd love it. I'm just like, dude, you spend more time on World of Warcraft than you do with your own daughter, and she was just born.
I'm on the subject of subscription-based games, I'm really tempted to try out the Elder Scrolls Online game.
Yeah.
If you have Elder Scrolls Online for PlayStation, you have PS Plus, you get like a discount off the subscription fee.
Huh.
Instead of like 15, it's like 10 or 12 or some shit. I don't know.
They'll probably do that with Xbox too.
Hopefully.
Well, I found that interesting how like Sony, because I know Nintendo struggles right now, but I didn't know Sony was actually doing not
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like Ted said, the gaming department is not that hot.
I mean, Sony in general is doing awesome.
Yeah.
But Sony gaming, not so much.
Like I said, the launch of the PS4 was definitely a good move for them.
Yeah.
But they were already pretty fucked up before that happened, so it's just like it just made it less bad. But still bad overall.
So basically, instead of like equivalent, like instead of hemorrhaging money, we're just breaking even. Is that what they're doing like that?
Well, they were hemorrhaging right after their big crash with, you know, the security crash that they had, where PS3 was down for what, 3 months?
I don't know if it was 3 months, but it was definitely a long time.
It was probably a month.
Fucking a week is long enough.
I know. But it was down for so long, you couldn't play your games online, you couldn't download new games. Their stock went down so much that now they're probably just breaking even and just barely going over what Xbox is. And Xbox only has to break even because, let's be honest, you either have Windows or you have OS X.
Yeah, but Sony has a lot of things, too, other than gaming consoles, also. They have, you know,
yeah, but
other outlets and stuff, too.
That's the thing. a Sony computer, what are you going to run on it?
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, man. It's pretty sick.
I always find it funny, though, how some people, you know, say, you know, Microsoft sucks, this sucks, and then they run their, you know, I have a PS, they suck, and then they, like, run their computer on Windows.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate Sony. Turn TV.
Yeah, exactly. Same thing, too.
Yeah, I mean,
Sony sucks balls. Let me put on my Sony headphones.
Yeah. And people always get mixed up between, like, Sony itself and the Sony fanboys. Like, it's just Sony and their games are good. Their fans are kind of shitty. Yeah. You can't let the two get mixed up. Like, it's just
anyone who's sitting there and like, Knack is the best game in the world. Obviously hasn't played it. Like, it's just...
I feel fanboys are equally like.
I feel as though Nintendo has quieted down a lot. Like, you remember when we first started the podcast? Mm-hmm. Nintendo fanboys were fucking awful. And they'd be like, oh, Mario is best character ever.
No, don't get me started with the Sonic fanboys. Oh. It's especially, I've noticed the trend with Sonic fans. They'll be like, when a Sonic game comes out, they're like, oh my god, Sonic is good. This is the actual game that's good. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. And then, like, after a few weeks, it dies down. And then when the next Sonic game comes out, oh my god, it's a Sonic game. Sonic's actually good. Like, you know.
I would like the Wii U more if it got more multiplayer. I'm a really big multiplayer person.
Yeah.
I love a lot of multiplayer games. I also love exclusives. Like, at the end of the day, like, I want multiplayer as well.
Well, you know, at the end of the day...
you know how Nintendo treats third-party platforms. They treat them like the plague, basically. Don't want anything to do with them. Gonna
say, at the end of the day, Nintendo is making their money from, like, people like me who are just going to be like, hey, Mitch, come on over. Let's play the new Smash Brothers.
And I'll be like, no. I'll come over to your house. Unless you mean like, as in buy the system, or come over as in come over your house?
No, come over my house. And we'll buy, you know, we'll play Super Smash Brothers. We'll play this, you know, this four-person game with two other people.
You best believe as soon as that game comes out, we're going to be having like...
Hells yeah.
Like, hour and a half for podcast, half an hour for Smash Brothers.
Well, that's...
Hour and a half for Smash Brothers, half an hour for podcast.
Well, I feel that's what... You're absolutely right. I feel that's what Nintendo's going to gravitate towards, like, the multiplayer platform. Like, oh, here, just, like, we know what we're good at. Just like you said, Nintendo will always be in my fan house just for the fact that, oh, Pokemon here, take my money. Just take it. Yeah. It's just like...
Mario's always going to have a good game coming mm-hmm. at some point. Yeah. You know.
I'm like, well, what, new condom Pokemon? Just take my money. Just take it.
Everyone and their mothers are going to be like, oh, you know, Mario Kart 8.
I think that the Batman game not coming out for Wii U, it's not really, it's going to hurt them probably. Yeah.
Well, you know, what helps them, but the irony of their fans, what's that game? It's coming out for the Wii U, or did it already come out that had a fan base? That didn't come out for the Wii. It came out for 360 and PS3. What the hell's that game?
Bayonetta 2.
Yeah, Bayonetta 2.
Yeah, people were pissed about that.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah, people were pissed. Like, what the hell? I don't plan on getting a Wii. And then people kind of died off when they found out that, like, Nintendo was funding them because, like, or, like, Nintendo was helping them pay for the development because, like, you know, their company was kind of going under.
Yeah. People really enjoyed that game. That's the funny part about it. Did Bayonetta 1 come out on Wii?
No, it didn't.
That's some shit.
They said this is the first time that like a sequel's going to come out not for the game platforms for like, the console originally.
That's like Devil May Cry not coming out for PSD, but coming out for Xbox 360.
Well, that's what happened. They're mad, but like I said, it turns out like the company was kind of going under, and Nintendo kind of bailed them out, so that's why they made it for it.
Devil May Cry 4 came out for Xbox.
It was Xbox One. It was Xbox 360 only, right?
Yeah.
Bad example. American Solid.
Yeah, that's true. It was, yeah. Well, there were some weird, like, brain farts. Like, remember when, like, I didn't even know that, prior to, you know, Mass Effect was only Xbox 360.
Oh, yeah.
And then you guys didn't...
Because like, Microsoft was paying for it.
Yeah, but Mass Effect 2 and 3 came out for the PS3. And then when 3 came, they're like, oh, here, we're going to give you 1. And I'm like, wait a minute. So everyone played the sequel and not played that. I thought it was so weird.
I'm pretty sure the default decisions for Mass Effect 2 was that, first of all, you kill Rex in part 1.
Yeah.
That's the only one I know. But still, you know, that's a pretty big one.
Yeah.
A couple of things like that. Nothing comes like to the top of my head right now, but for what? Some games like, that like the sequel came out on a different platform than the original.
Before it came out for yeah, I know it's weird.
Yeah.
What about Resident Evil 4?
Yeah, that was GameCube.
That was GameCube for the longest time, and then they got ported over to PS2, right?
Think so.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, PS2. No, and
I thought it was Wii.
It got ported over to
the Wii. No, it was GameCube.
Yeah, it was GameCube.
It came out for GameCube, but did it get ported to the PS2?
It got ported, yeah, then it got ported to the PS2.
It did go to the Wii as well. Yeah. And that was like the definitive version.
Yeah, then it got like, for all of them, when I found out like the Xbox Live Arcade was getting Resident Evil 4, I'm like, yes, sign me up. But yeah, that was weird, because that's originally like a Sony thing. I'm like, what? Yeah. Why the GameCube?
But GameCube was Capcom saw a money-making opportunity and took it.
Mm-hmm. And plus, GameCube's a criminally underrated system. I enjoyed it.
I love Super Mario Sunshine. I don't care what anybody says. I love Sunshine. I like squirting things with water. It's fun. I enjoy cleaning shit.
You should like squirting shit.
It was fucking. I had a time in my life, like jumping off and having a little jetpack water thing. Like, it's cool.
I just like squirting shit. But yeah. Usually,
Sunshine gets a lot of shit. Maybe if I were to replay it right now, I would understand. But at the time,
let's throw it in right now. Let's see what Mitch thinks.
Oh, Mitch, I have another one for you. It's like the next Halo game coming out for Sony only.
Yeah, that'd be weird. Well, I mean, like, for the first time, Bungie's developing a game for the Sony system, so...
Huh.
Oh, yeah, well, that's because Bungie is owned by Activision now.
Yeah, Bungie's no longer just for Microsoft. I think their contract ran out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now the new game Destiny's coming out for PS4 and Xbox One.
Hmm.
It's coming out for everything, I thought.
Is it?
360, PS3, Xbox One.
That'd be cool.
And I think Wii U.
I want more games to come out only for new systems. Sorry, John.
It's okay. It's not going to happen. You know that, Batman. Right? Oh, yep. Yeah? Yep. But you know
well,
it's going
to be... Let's get to the gaming corner after Movie-Rama. Let's go to Movie-Rama.
It's going to be slow for the first couple of years.
John, you want to intro me into Movie-Rama? Or should I do that as Pacino?
Yeah, go for it.
Hey, Movie-Rama, you've got a great ass!
I think that's our Movie-Rama thing right there.
Movie-Rama. Movie-Rama.
Oh, Clementine. Remember that?
It's better than, you know, I could do Jason Statham says Movie-Rama. Hello, welcome to the Movie-Rama. I'm Jason Statham.
Yeah, last week I tried to do a Lee impersonation. I don't know, just fuck around. It's like the worst Lee impersonation.
Oh, from Walking Dead?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking
about? I was like, oh, Clement.
Oh, wasn't that from Garen Poop? Did you ever watch Garen Poop?
No,
Walking
never.
Dead?
It's pretty funny.
I never, I don't know, and I tried to do that one of my friends. Like, oh, you sound like Lee's trying to molest Clement. Oh,
you do.
Say, oh, Clement. I'm just checking your pants for rotten marks. I'm like, what? And then...
Alright, so, the Movie-Rama. Oh, no, Movie-Rama. I'm sorry. My Keanu Reeves just went into, like, fucking Dracula mode. That was weird.
Yeah.
So,
Amber's online.
Huh?
Amber's online.
Happy birthday, Amber.
Oh, yeah.
She's getting drunk right now, so she's, like, online, drunk, typing. So, yeah, first news thing, we now have some images of the Flash in the new Flash suit.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So, yeah, he looks freaking awful.
It's pretty flashy.
Oh!
Didn't!
Wasn't as bad as my joke last night, but...
pretty flashy.
Well, at our regular job, there was an employee that was wearing a sweater... That was kind of questionable. It had a picture of a woman. Yeah. There was a picture of a woman who was rolling a joint, and that it's a well, it was a blunt, rolling a blunt, and so every time she walked by or she said something, I was saying, "Oh, you're being really blunt with that person." And nobody laughed.
I would have appreciated.
Actually, the manager laughed at one point.
Oh, so James allowed that?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh, ignorance is awesome.
Yeah. And Jesse did too.
Who's Jesse? Black guy?
Oh, come on.
Black guy?
Say it backward. Say the two names. The other way.
Jesse James.
No. Jesse.
He just comes out of nowhere. I was just going more like
to protect the world from devastation.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. Alright.
To protect the world from devastation. To unite all peoples within our nation. To denounce the evils of truth and love.
You ever see the one for the black people?
No.
I'm gonna pull it up for you.
Alright, what are you doing then? next story is From Dusk Till Dawn, the series has debuted. Mm-hmm. And unless you have DirecTV, you're fucked. You can't watch it.
I got DirecTV.
You do?
Yep.
Did you watch it?
No.
Answer that question.
Apparently, in our area, it's channel 371.
Was it good?
I have no idea. I don't
based
have DirecTV.
Based on reviews or anything like that?
I haven't seen any reviews.
Oh.
Al Pacino said it got a great ass. Yeah.
10 out of 10. Ass so fat.
He got a 3. Ooh yeah!
Ooh yeah. The council that he made.
I've been trying to work on my Adam West, but it sounds horrible. My Adam West kind of sounds like Shatner half the time. I'm trying to do Adam West, but it comes out like Shatner. No, that's not Adam West. That's totally Shatner. There's a gremlin on the wing of the plane.
Who do you think took who? So you're saying basically Adam West is the American William Shatner?
William Shatner's American.
No, he's Canadian.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Well, same thing. It's part of North America.
Mm-hmm.
The only person who, you know, is an American that's Canadian is Bieber.
Poor Biebs.
Poor Biebs.
Joking.
Fuck Miley Biebers. But, and we also have an official logo for Gotham, the new Batman series on Fox.
I have not seen that one yet.
I would throw it up there, but I'll do it later.
Understandable.
Yeah. And we also have confirmation that the Russos, the directors behind Captain America 2, will be back for Captain America 3.
Captain America.
Captain America.
When's part 2 come out?
A couple of weeks.
See all these damn trailers, they'll come out like tomorrow.
That's what I noticed. Some of these anticipated movies this year, like, I just see, like, the trailers, like, a week before they come out. I'm like, oh, God, way to put the hype machine behind that one, guys. Like,
I'm really looking forward to seeing a lot of movies. But before we continue with the movie-rama, I have the picture. So it goes, to protect the hood and its reputation, we unite our people, but we ain't Caucasian, to denounce the evil of truth and love for KFC. Jasquanda, Jamal, Team Ratchet, blast off at the speed of light. Continue.
Okay.
They'd be like, we ain't stopping, we too late for
that. I wish that Ryan was here, because there was a new rumor that we've actually talked about before, when we were talking about how Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver were going to enter into the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah.
Seeing they can't use the term mutants. And apparently they are introducing the Inhumans.
Yay.
And Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver will be Inhumans.
Why aren't they saying mutants? Is it the whole wussification of America thing going on?
They're what do you call it? The term mutants are owned by Fox.
Oh, okay.
Anything that's Marvel mutants is owned by Fox.
They should change the term to special. Special.
But
they're special.
But no.
The Crips.
I don't know if you guys have been watching. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Do you mind if I do a spoiler a little
bit? Did you say Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yeah, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. That's
one Asian.
All Ming. Yeah.
All Mings.
Ming-Na Wen. In Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., they show a blue alien in a glass enclosure. And they're basically pulling out its different plasma and other bodily fluids from this alien's body, and you find out that that's how they brought back Coulson. Yeah, it was partially they were doing like messing with his brain.
So we are. And they brought him back.
So he's not a clone.
He's not a clone, but they injected him with what I'm thinking is Kree blood.
That'd be cool.
And since the Kree are the basically the people that made the mist,
yeah,
that the Inhumans breathe in and become the Inhumans. That's how they're going to bring in Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver into the. They're not mutants. They're Inhumans.
So you said that blue peach. So basically, Liara Tassone helped bring everybody back.
So you know what's cool about that? Isn't Ronan the Executioner Kree?
Yes.
So maybe Ronan, that might tie in with like everything.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking. Well, also on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the last this week's episode, we see Lady Sith.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. We see Lady Sith, and Lady Sith. Coulson asks Lady Sith. If she's ever encountered blue aliens. And she goes through this whole list, and the one that stuck out in my mind was Kree. You know, and she goes, you know, the Kree are blue and everything. Not to mention, you know, we do, and I went, oh, Ronan the Accuser, is it?
What his name is. I know it's Ronan the something.
Ronan the Accuser is in Guardians of the Galaxy. One of the main bad guys. So I'm like, okay, that works in this whole thing. And then I read this article on the Inhumans, and I didn't know the prehistoric backstory of the Inhumans.
Me either.
And that it was the Krees that made the...
Oh, never mind. Okay.
Yeah, and John said he's looking forward to Guardians of the Galaxy.
When you said prehistoric, I think you meant like dinosaurs. I was like, go on, I'm intrigued.
Well, like the first Homo sapiens, or the Homo sapiens... They introduced this mist that gives them these powers to try and create super soldiers out of them, and they cloaked this island, and I want to see how it all ties in. I know John really wants to see Guardians of the Galaxy, mostly because of Drax the Destroyer and Andy from...
And Andy Dwyer. See, yeah. Andy Dwyer and Bautista. But no, I want to see it, though. It looks awesome. Like
you forgot about Neytiri.
Yes, that too. I just like saw like and, the shots and stuff. I'm looking forward to it. It looks cool.
Yeah, I mean, there's Neytiri. There's you know, Phil from The Hangover is playing a raccoon, and then we have Merle as Yondu. So
what? Really?
Yeah.
Shit.
Oh,
Michael Rooker. Michael Rooker will be playing Yondu, though I'm not sure how long he'll be in the movie, since they're just like, yeah, we're not going to say that Michael Rooker's in this movie, so he might not be in it for very long. But the whole thing that they've been doing is just like, yeah, here's a Rocket and here's Groot, and I'm just like,
yay Groot.
I don't understand why Groot doesn't have a vocabulary.
Vin Diesel's best role
besides the Iron Giant.
Besides the Iron Giant.
Vin Diesel? Die, motherfucker.
My name is Groot. Actually, it's probably going to be... My name is Groot.
Name Groot.
Name Groot.
It's Vin Diesel.
Yeah, it's Vin Diesel. It's going to... I heard rumors that they have video of Vin Diesel doing his voice for the Iron Giant. He's like, okay, Vin, you're going to say friend. He's like, friend. I'm like, okay, little bit more emotion to that. He goes, right, ready? One, two, three, go for it. Friend. Perfect.
Oh, Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
Speaking of, whenever I think of Vin Diesel or that, when I, as a kid, I used to play Resident Evil Code Veronica X, and there's that part where you're on the plane. And there's that tyrant monster with the bald heads of it. It looked just like Vin Diesel. So remember the scene where, if anybody played it, you're on the plane. So you have to keep shooting them, but you have to bring them to the edge of the cargo plane was open. You have to hit the car, you know, the car, and the cargo goes down and hits them. So I just be like, Vin Diesel, die, motherfucker! And then, like, one time it hit it perfectly and it blew up. Yeah, it's a good time. It just brought me back to those times. It was a good time.
Thank you for explaining yourself, John.
What?
Thank you for explaining yourself.
Yeah, no problem.
So, just to bring us into the next segment, there's one last bit of Movie Ramen news. Sam Raimi has been thrown in to produce a Last of Us movie.
Yay.
So, no director yet, no writers yet, but hey, Last of Us movie. So I don't even have to borrow Mitch's game anymore.
No, you're dumb. Not that he's going to play it anyway.
Was going to play it for about 20 minutes.
Yep.
I got like halfway through, what do you call it? Bioshock.
That's
before nice. Before I gave it back to John, which I'm going to do today. So, yeah. I would go into releases, but I just don't care this week. I don't think there's anything coming out this week that anyone cares about.
Oh, for Gaming Corner?
No, just for releases in general. Anyone know anything that's coming out this week? I'm so unprepared. Looking out for DVDs.
Hangover 4.
Oh, God.
No, I'll just make Hangover, fake ones. No,
Hangover 4 was Between Two Ferns with Obama and Zach Galifianakis.
I'll just make up random movies.
Tone Ups.
Harry Potter, the movie.
Go on, John.
Thank you. No problem.
Young John Mark was a young freshman. People said he had Butterfinger.
And his girlfriend had Raisinette titties.
Oh, God.
Crazy hijinks were in store.
Can you get past that, Trix? But little did he know that he was going to win $100,000.
Just for going up the Hershey Highway.
But it was a Nightmare Before Christmas.
Damn it, you guys are good.
Yeah.
Before he became a master of the universe.
Where he got all his training at Sin City.
You know the fucking new Sin City trailer?
Oh, yeah.
God damn, that trailer is fucking sick. All right,
there we go.
Sin City.
Which led to Jurassic Park. I don't know.
I didn't want to say that one because then it makes sense to you guys. Like, you guys have done really good ones.
We just have a lot of experience. When John and I get bored, that's all we do. I'm sure if John's sitting in the passenger seat and Jamie's driving, John looks at license plate and he's like, PZW. Pussy Zebra Women.
No, do you know what's a good? You know what's a good game? If you're driving around at night, especially like a metropolitan area or somewhere like the Hamden Plaza or an area like that from town to town, I look at all the billboard or all the signs, and when the lights go out, I like, you know, like Walmart went out, like it's the AL, so I'm like, hey, Jane, you want to go to Almart? It's like, what? Or you know that Pretty Woman store or wherever that store is at, when I go out of the gym and the lights are on, the little thing's off, so I'm like, hey, Jane, let's go to Woman.
One time, Toys R Us said Toy Us.
There he goes.
Have you seen the Sin City trailer?
No, I haven't.
Are you a fan of Sin City?
Yes.
Is that the first one? Second trailer's pretty good.
Yeah, it's awesome. I forgot. They showed some of the new people, one of which, JGL, playing, I don't remember who.
Playing Bruce Wayne.
It's a Walter.
Not Bruce Wayne, Bruce Willis.
Alright.
Well, I'm glad to tie that in. We should do it next time, guys. Just make up fake trailers next time. It was fun.
Alright, so movies that came out on DVD this week.
Story about Mitch's epic journey to SeaWorld.
Inside Llewellyn Davis, or Llewyn Davis, whatever. Out of the Furnace, The Book Thief, Homefront, Dark House, Enemies Closer, The Outsider, that's all that. Yeah, that's about it. So, yeah. Woo! Awesome. Not really. There's seriously nothing that came out.
I think our made-up trailer for that movie is better than the actual movies coming out.
In a world. But, yeah.
Mitchell's Journey. Where are you going to go on your journey?
Oh, no, you know what, John? Maybe we should sit here and plug the potential project for Pokemon Connecticut.
Oh, Pokemon Connecticut?
Yeah. Oh, too bad Joe's not here. In Pokemon Connecticut. Well, let's just do a little review of what's going to happen in Pokemon Connecticut. Somebody play Joe.
Well, basically, how it's going to go is, you know, Joe's going to be a Pokemon trainer battling his way into Connecticut's version of, you know, the gym leaders. And I'm going to play the offbeat and very I'm basically playing the pedophile gym leader.
It'd be Brock. Would be Brock.
But you never gave your list of Pokemon.
Mach.
But you're, what do you call it? You're a, you're an Elite Four. But, yeah,
I don't know why I'm looking around. That's not my hope.
The first gym is the East Haven Grass gym.
I'm going to have all of our attacks.
Well, if you want, we can switch. If you want to be the Brock, I could be Elite Four. You could be the Hamden gym.
I'll be Elite Four.
All right. So wait.
My expert team of Mankeys.
I'm like, what gym are you? I'm the Bidoof gym. Go Bidoof.
Mankey, he was Ice Beam. He can't. Wait, what?
The first gym is going to be the grass gym in East Haven.
Yeah.
It all starts out first in, what do you call it? Yeah, with Brantford.
So Ratatine, if anyone, you Shadow Ball.
And the last gym is going to be a fighting gym in Bridgeport, where the Pokemon use guns.
He has to fight his way out of Bridgeport. Yeah,
yeah. Gosh, is that the fighting gym where they don't fight?
They don't fight, they just use guns.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, shit.
Like, run, Joe.
I'm going to be the first gym leader, but I'm going to sit there, and he gets up to me. Welcome to the grass gym. I'm Ted Roten.
Poor Ted. Ted's going to be the cannon fodder, Jim.
Yeah, seriously. And Joe already said that his first Pokemon is going to be a Charmander. So as soon as he beats me, I'm just like, I got Blazed.
Charmander, use Blaze. Sweet.
Dude, I'm so baked right now.
So that's going to be our ridiculously retarded side project for those of you who...
who actually want to read what we're doing and then at one point listen. Oh, okay. So you remember how just like nothing comes out?
The Mankey Gym.
I was
awesome.
Totally right. Except for Veronica Mars that comes out, which just a whole bunch of Kickstarter little girls are raving about. And Ryan. But Need for Speed. Who's going to go see that one?
I don't want to see what's-his-face from Breaking Bad in that movie. Yeah. Like, get the hell out of here.
I just want to see him go into, like, a store or whatever. Like, you see that car out there? What color's your car? It's blue, bitch!
I just want to see him, like, if they just did that where he's doing the Need for Speed, but he's making deliveries for Walt, I'll definitely be down if they had him for a premise for that.
Yep.
But, no, Need for...
Yeah.
No.
I do that all the time. But, yeah, so there's nothing out there for movies right now. Let's see about video games. I totally don't have video game releases either.
We can make up our own video game trailer right now.
Dark Souls.
You know, yeah, Dark Souls and Titanfall. That was basically Dark Souls 2 and Titanfall.
Yo, Titanfall, I heard, is pretty damn legit.
Yeah,
I was actually surprised it's getting like nines all over the place. Same as Dark Souls 2.
Yep. So that was basically the two games. I think that's the only two games that matter.
I'm making up my own game. It's Mitchell's Journey 2.
To Pezland,
where he's fighting an epic Star Wars.
Where he can be a hero.
But first he has to fight as the Empire Strikes Back. With his partner, E-Man.
And the Wuzzles. As he tours around a Disneyland.
Find the Wizard of Oz.
But he has to go to Super Mario Brothers 3. I killed the guy, sorry.
It's okay, John. It was on its way out anyway.
Yeah.
I love it when they say the name of the movie during the movie. I'm Superman 4, The Quest for Peace.
That was a pretty good name.
All Mitchell wanted to do was be a manager at SeaWorld.
Oh, okay.
Abusing those poor whales. Like, shut up.
But he didn't realize when she would join SeaWorld, he would say, "Hello, Kitty."
Now that there's a dame to kill. Sensitive. Yeah.
Family Guy, Star Wars. I mean, damn.
I would love to see a parody of Family Guy doing Sin City. That'd be cool.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Too bad they jumped the shark when they killed Brian.
He's back now.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Like, ugh.
Yeah.
But I like to see him do a bunch of parodies. That'd be a good what?
That's one of my favorite Family Guy things.
That'd be a good playing favorites.
Like what Family Guy parody would you like to see?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Gaming Corner?
Well, playing Dark Souls, yeah, I'm definitely down to play Dark Souls 2. I'll wait a while for it to go down in price, but I definitely play it.
Yeah.
I won't pick it up for $60. I'd pick it up for $40, probably.
Some things they changed in Dark Souls 2 opposed to Dark Souls 1. They brought back the Nexus Hub thing that was in
Demon Souls. The Demon Souls, yeah.
They also made it so you could fast travel from any bonfire in the beginning of the game.
Oh.
So it makes it a lot easier to have them wait like halfway through. There's another thing I forgot.
Because I don't have a PlayStation 3, but I watched some kid do Let's Play on Demon Souls, so yeah. The whole Nexus thing's cool. I watch it with no commentary, because he's awesome, he's really good at it, and I can't stand commentary, can't stand people like talking to him, I just want no commentary, please.
It depends on the game for me. Like, if I watch somebody play Skyrim, I might want commentary, because I mean, like, it might just get... It's boring watching somebody play Skyrim without them talking.
Oh, yeah.
But like a game like Walking Dead, shut up.
Yeah.
Be quiet. Don't say anything, please. Titanfall has... And it was a little bumpy at the launch, as expected. But,
Was it Battlefield 4 bumpy?
No, Battlefield 4 was just broken at the point where, like, it was just shitty because they didn't do a lot of the updates. It was more like a, server crash type thing where it was so many people trying to play the game at once.
It's just basically EA just saying, yeah, funny.
Who made Titanfall? Was it EA?
No.
No,
it was a Respawn, right? I think.
Yeah. Respawn.
I want to play.
Ted, from Infinity Ward.
Why don't you get Titanfall?
You try again, Titanfall.
Yeah, I need money first. If everyone wants to chip in $5,
yeah, you play the beta.
Start sucking.
All right, Chakra.
I'll give you $60.
Give me 60 nuts.
I'm gonna have to shave first.
$60 for 60 minutes.
60 minutes?
Yep.
Dude, I might be the first, it might be the first time I've ever done that, but I doubt you'd still last 60 minutes. I know, minutes. I
would. You.
Ted, confident in his skills.
Ted, 2-minute intervals.
Ted, I want you to take, John, you can't shave for like a good year.
All right.
I want Ted to like munch on your pubes like, ow. Like a cut in grass.
floss.
I basically that. Ted, you missed it.
I paid to see that.
This is why I brought Deanna and Nick's birthday thing. Because me and John were saying, how you should twerk, and, like, it'll be funny if you twerked. And then, like, you'd be twerking on John's face. Remember that?
Yeah.
That's what we talked about.
No.
Tell you, you gotta start twerking.
I will twerk. $60.
Give John blackface.
I like what? John has to start singing, what do you call it? That song, by Miley Cyrus. Not Wrecking Ball. Was the one that she did at the VMAs.
Hey, what's the VMAs?
Can't Stop. Or We Can't Stop.
Can't Stop. Addicted to the Shindig song.
That video was really weird.
Yeah. This all party, we can do what we want. This product placement of beats is dumb.
Somebody said that song in that music video is extremely racist. Like, that's... I don't Miley see... Cyrus. Yeah, I don't see it, but...
Which verse? Of course
I did. That the videos are
raised? Well, in the song, because it says the song's basically a parody of black culture, but I don't see it.
No.
If
it was like get a girl pregnant and leave like you want, then that'll be like a parody of black culture.
That's actually pretty funny, Mitch. Yeah. That's really good. Yeah.
What was the...
Did and you see he that video won't that stop.
Jerron shared a video on Facebook about a month ago, and it was like he was just like, this guy goes, do you want to play a game? And he was like, yeah, sure. And they hand him a baby. He was like, nigga, that's real life. No.
Oh, I remember that. That was yeah, that's King Batch, I think his name is. He's pretty funny.
That's hilarious.
Speaking of Miley Cyrus, the Iron Sheik, a wrestler who's awesome on Twitter, his Twitter thing, I don't have Twitter, but I ended up like going on his and following his. So he said, I re-looked at his history of past Twitters. He goes, Miley Cyrus, look at Miley Cyrus on the VMAs with her hamburger tits and pancake ass. No one wants to see that shit.
Iron Sheik?
Yeah. It's hysterical. My favorite one is, for anybody who's not, like, don't mean to offend anybody, Albert, this is Iron Sheik. He said, with his broken English, he goes, it's official. I can beat the fuck out of everybody on American Idol, including that faggot Ryan Seacrest. Hashtag American Idol.
Iron Sheik is weird.
Yeah. It's great. It's hysterical. It's funny. Good times. His tweets are even broken English.
I would love to see, like, Iron Sheik have a Twitter war with Sergeant Slaughter. That'd be hilarious.
I watched that WWE, I don't know, let's see what I'm looking
at. The Legends House?
Yeah, there you go.
Thank God.
WWE Network.
How's that working out?
I'm getting it next weekend because my text me to say don't get it because it was like broken as hell.
I heard it was a buggy piece of shit.
Yeah, it was broken as hell for the first couple of weeks. Like, some of the pay-per-views didn't play. Some of them would play, then stop. Some of them would drop. So I'm like, all right, I'll wait a few weeks.
We need to get to...
In the gaming news, I beat Resogun on Veteran. That was a bitch. Have you guys seen the video I posted on my wall?
No. Oh, was that the one where you were like, I wish I won it this time or something like that?
I was so close. And then my first Resogun video, Ryan posted. He was like, what game is this? And I was disappointed at Ryan because I thought he would know what Resogun was. Him doing Gaming Corner and whatnot, Ryan, you disappointed me. Not knowing what the game is.
Psh. I totally knew what the game was.
No idea.
The game had a great ass.
That game. Let me tell you about that game. It had a great ass!
Al Pacino.
You didn't think of any other movie lines that you wanted Al Pacino to...
Oh, other movies? Can you do Hulk Hogan in Suburban Commando?
Give me a line from...
Oh. I don't know.
But it should...
Any line,
Wait, I got one.
How about the Rambo, First Blood? When the general tries to talk John Rambo down, and then he does the, King Lear-like speech.
I don't know that off the top of my head, if you...
How about, Pulp Fiction, when what's-his-face accidentally shoots the guy in the face?
No, I know exactly the Pulp Fiction one. But somebody's gotta, like, do this with me. Alright?
What ain't no country I ever heard of?
Something. Say what? Come on.
What country?
No, you say what?
What?
Say what again, motherfucker? Say what again?
What?
What?
No.
Say what again?
I like guys. Oh my god.
Oh my god. There's two of us in the club. Oh my god. We're gonna play the gummy bear. Oh my god. So weird.
I thought I was Nick for a minute. I'm like, Nick, we're almost done.
So yeah. Other gaming corner news. What?
Walking Dead episode 2 season 2 episode 2 is awesome.
The new Arkham Knight is going to be next gen only.
Yes. How like much detail did you guys talk about the Arkham Knight last week?
We just did the trailer.
Okay. Well, the Arkham Knight is 5 times bigger than Arkham City. You can now pilot the Batmobile. I think they said like the amount of detail in the game was like insane. I think the comparison was that if you take all the, there's like the polygon.
No, it's not. All right, never mind.
Is it good?
Yeah, good.
There's like the polygon count in like one section of the town in Arkham City or one section of the area is the same amount of polygons in one character's face.
Oh, that's
in
cool.
Arkham Knight, and the game is shaping up to be pretty awesome. No multiplayer either. They said they're not going to focus on multiplayer. They're going to focus on single player. And they want to go for as much detail and depth as they can. And that's cool. So a lot of people are pretty hyped up for this game.
And it's going to suck. Hopefully not. Also, for those of you who are fans of, not strategy games, what's the turn-based RPG games? There's a new game for you guys. It's called Angry Birds Epic. Ryan, sent that to me earlier today, and I was just like, what's next? A third-person shooter based on Fans vs. Zombies? Oh, that happened.
Good, though.
Yeah.
Have you played it?
No, I haven't played it.
Of course you haven't, Ted.
But,
too, Ryan. I don't know why, but you suck too.
But he owns it. He's played it.
Did you?
Whatever, Ryan.
Did you play South Park Stick of Truth?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you suck. I don't know.
seriously, really, what's next?
I aim to play all my games.
A Tetris-based Candy Crush game? Mm-mm.
I'll play a 3D, a third-person shooter Tetris game.
Well, fun fact, you know, people who play, 80% of people who pick up games don't finish them.
I don't know what you're talking about. I finish it and I'm right.
Yeah.
I get around to it eventually. I mean, it depends on the game. Like, if it's a game that... The reason why I haven't got to play South Park is because I played it once when I got it. That was when it came out on Tuesday, last Tuesday. I played it once for, like, 3 to 4 hours.
I heard it's awesome.
I absolutely love the game.
Yeah.
I haven't had time to play it again, so now I'm just, like, mad.
Yeah, it's either people just give up or they don't have time.
Like, I told you how I got Bree and PS4.
Yeah.
So me and Bree have been doing a lot of co-op gaming on PS4. I'm like,
Well, that's right. Ticket Truth is for the last gen.
Yeah. So, like, the PS4 is in my room, so it's a lot more accessible than my 360 right now. The 360 is in the living room. My mom likes to stay in the living room all fucking day and watch movies and whatnot. So I can't be in the living room as much as I would want to be to play games. So I've been playing on PS4 a lot.
Fair enough.
Still a beat Thief though. Thief is kind of mediocre. But, you know, hopefully Dishonored 2 comes out and that'll be cool.
Yeah. So, I want to replay that, but
I really want to slow down my Resident Evil.
I have too many games on my plate.
Yeah. But John, speaking of things that you have on your plate.
Occupy all.
What can I do to make you understand?
John, what happened this week on a...
So there's a thing on Occupy Raw. Well, it's called Occupy Raw. Basically, a bunch of fans came in wearing CM Punk shirts. I mean, not CM Punk shirts. Daniel Bryan shirts. Did the whole in the ring. Yes. Yeah, that thing, basically. And everyone thought it was cool and whatnot. At this point, with the whole Daniel Bryan thing, I kind of like... It's kind of guaranteed...
Call him CM Bryan now.
CM Bryan, yeah. I kind of, at this point, where I kind of...
That Punk?
Punk left the company.
What's his name?
Daniel Bryan. But I'm kind of done with Daniel Bryan. I don't know. I'm kind of done with this whole thing right now. Like, it looks like he's geared towards facing Triple H at WrestleMania. I kind of hope Triple H beats him at WrestleMania, so that way all the internet crowd can, like, you know, just the troll the internet crowd, and then the next night on Raw, Triple H comes and he goes, "You dumb fucks, you all committed to the WWE Network, now we're trolling you." I just want to just see that. Just, I don't know. I'm at the point right now where I'm kind of laughing about it. But I saw over the weekend TNA Lockdown and their pay-per-view, and at this point, they're still charging $50, you know, they're doing the pay-per-view model, with the WWE basically doing this, you know, basically letting the cat out of the bag, and basically charging $10 for pay-per-views with the WWE Network. Like, TNA kind of has to be hit. They kind of have to, like, strike gold with all their pay-per-views that they're charged. They're already scaled back, so they're only giving us 4 pay-per-views a year for the $50, but with every one, they got to make sure they hit on, you know, these pay-per-views to justify the $50 price tag, whereas WWE is basically giving them for basically free with the WWE Network. And they did more good than bad with the pay-per-view, to say. I mean, it had moments. The highlight was Gunner and James Storm. The world title match between Magnus and Samoa Joe was good for the most part. The ending kind of sucked ass to that. But for the most part, there's mostly good. There was some shit shoveled in there, but it was mostly good, and that's not what you kind of want from a pay-per-view that you're charging $50 with now, with the whole, like I said, WWE Network with $10. So, I don't know. To me, with TNA, it just seems like they try to do good, but then they end up shooting themselves in the foot in the long run. But we'll see how it goes. So, that's basically with my turnbuckle. Yeah, that's the turnbuckle, basically, in a nutshell. I will be getting WWE Network next weekend. I didn't get it because I've heard... I was going to get it on its launch day, and I've heard things about it basically sucking the big one for the first week or so. Basically, pay-per-views wouldn't play at all. No pay-per-views would show up, or the it would drop during the middle of the paper, during the middle of them watching the shows and stuff. So... hopefully they get those bugs and whatnot, the technical difficulties figured out, and I'll let you know how good it is for those of you who are curious.
Cool. Looking forward to it. Then we got bum off for your account.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, John, you said you already have Netflix, right?
Yes.
So I guess I'm going to be giving you my Hulu password.
You can watch all the anime you want with Crunchyroll, John. All the anime you need.
So, yeah. Do we have any Tales from the East this week, man?
I haven't been able to watch it.
That's it.
Did you didn't want me to do the intro video to Tales of the East?
You have an intro?
Yeah.
I want to hear it.
Ning a ning a ning 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 pork fry right. Ning a ning 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 ning.
I didn't know I want Chinese food then.
Duh sauce. Ning a ning ning.
I had Chinese food before you guys got here.
Before me. Ning a ning.
At first, I thought you were saying like. Ding 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 ding. It's wrong and right in so many ways. But so yeah, that's it, guys. I guess we'll see you, or you guys will listen to us next week or something like that.
Please.
I have no idea what the hell we're gonna have next week.
Hello.
If you guys have any questions, comments, call us 203-747 Ted 5, or email us at l4tpodcast@gmail.com. And see you guys.
Nick said hi, by the way. He lost track of time.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
You just listened to a Hybrid Works Network podcast. Don't you feel good about yourself now? No? Oh, sorry.